friends, welcome to today's episode of the Distance Learning Roundtable with the U.S. Distance Learning Association. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, very proud to be the Communications Director at this incredible organization. Today is a very special moment in time when current President 2023 to 2024, Chuck Sengstock, is passing the baton to our new President, Valerie Olenek, who will be president July 1st, 2024 to 2025. So I would love for you both to just say a few words. Chuck, talk a little bit about your presidency, and Val, tell us a little bit about what you are looking forward to.
Thank you so much, Hope. I just had a wonderful time being the president this past year. It was really exciting to see the growth in our organization. Our membership has grown. We've also put a lot of emphasis this year into public policy. Public policy has always been a foundational part of the USDLA, and it's something that we put a lot of focus on. And now we have a number of different events throughout the year. We're going to have a September Public Policy Day, and we're also going to have our second Public Policy Week coming up as well in 2025. And we're going to have some programming around policy along with our National Distance Learning Week programming. So I'm really excited about the growth there. I'm just excited about the organization in general. I feel like we've come off of this year with a lot of synergy moving into this coming year with Valerie being our president. So I would just like to congratulate you, Valerie. I'd like to wish you well. And with that said, I will pass it over to you to talk a little bit about what you're planning to do this coming year.
Thank you, Chuck. And thank you for your amazing leadership all year. I would not be here if it were not where you are right now.
Thank you.
And thank you to Hope for hosting us today. She's always the best host.
Agreed.
But yes, we as you said, we made so many strides this year. And I think for the coming year, we're going to obviously continue on those many things that you talked about. We do have those events coming up, National Distance Learning Week and the Policy Week and everything. But I shared with the member, we have a member meeting at the board meeting prior to the conference every year. And I shared there that I sort of felt like we're still all kind of recovering, we can say, or adjusting to the post-COVID world. And so I sort of came up with the acronym TLC for the year. And so we do have some technology initiatives coming up. We've really tried to provide some new technology for our members, and that's really helping us to stay connected better. We have an exciting new app coming out. So we're going to have even better ways to communicate with everybody and keep everybody coordinated. The L, obviously, we are trying to maintain, you know, our leadership in the field. And we're also just shining light on so many other leaders in the space and just helping to lead the charge for the importance and the value and everything wonderful about distance learning and why we're all here. And people always ask me about, you know, who we are and who we're helping and whatever. And so I've just started telling people, if you support distance learners, we support you. I think that's the easiest way to say it, because we do have people from across so many constituencies and industries and everything. And we've been growing that, as Chuck mentioned, the membership is growing. And it's just wonderful to see the connections across those spaces. People may not think about, you know, when they come to the conference, some of the best conversations I always see is somebody from maybe higher ed talking to somebody from government, or somebody from pre-K-12 is talking to somebody from corporate, and they're all getting ideas from one another. And that leads to the C, which is, for me, connecting and collaboration. And we've been growing. We have some amazing sponsors who help us to make all of the amazing things we do possible. And so we have new sponsors we've welcomed in, and we continue to grow that. We continue to grow connections and collaborations across the ocean, even with Eden, our friends in the European distance space, and some others. I'm can't name them all right now because I can't remember all the, it's like alphabet soup in my head, all the different acronyms and everything. But we have just really made a lot of effort and a lot of progress toward connecting an ever-growing community of people in the distance learning space. And so I'm just honored to try to fill the shoes that Chuck is stepping out of. And I look forward to seeing what we can do this year.
Excellent. Thank you both so much for your service, your dedication, your huge hearts, and your love for distance learning. We appreciate you, all of the members, all of the staff, the whole team. So thank you, Chuck, for your amazing service. And thank you, Val. We can't wait to see what you're going to do. I love TLC. We're going to play with that quite a bit. So now in our final moment, can you both hold up your gavels and we'll have Chuck pass it to Val. Yay. <Here goes. laughs> Well, congratulations to you both and thank you. Again, I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, proud to be the Communications Director for the U.S. Distance Learning Association. Don't hesitate to check us out, usdla.org. Next conference is June 23rd to 26th. We're thinking it might be in St. Louis, but stay tuned for more details. Thank you all. We'll talk to you soon.